proclamation number 7469 dated the December 2, 1959. Infinitely long fall into the abyss. Path of return. The work of return is taking its course according to my eternal plan of salvation. One stage after the other has to be covered. No stage can be arbitrarily missed out. Everything takes its course according to my eternal order. The return will happen in the same way as the fall from me had once taken place. The only difference is that this descent proceeded into infinite emptiness, whereas the return continues through all kinds of works of creation, and thus the ascent is guaranteed, because my wisdom and love deem it to be advantageous. Nevertheless, it will take an infinitely long period of time before this work of return is concluded, before the fallen being may inhabit the earth as a human being again, in order to take the last step towards perfection. These periods of time are so infinitely long that you humans are incapable of comprehending them. However, the fall into the abyss took even longer still, from the point of view of time. But no concept of time and space existed then. To the spiritual beings which fell away from me, everything was endless, since due to the ever greater distance from me they also became increasingly more atrophied. Thus the absence of strength of love caused a feeling emptiness and desolation, which they had never known before. And in this state all realization began to wane. The spiritual beings' thinking became confused. The beings were no longer capable of giving account to themselves as to what had happened. Ever more darkness surrounded each being until it was no longer aware of itself, and its substance became hardened, until all energy of life was gone. Only then did I take care of them again. Only then did I let creation arise from these no longer self-aware beings, whose spiritual substance had thus hardened, and which I therefore reshaped into all kinds of different creations. Hence, creation had once been the strength I emanated as a being, which was merely reshaped for one purpose, that it should serve me according to my will, because it once wanted to dominate, and as a result of this sin fell into the abyss. Through being of service it should ascend again, albeit in a constrained will, yet with the certainty of reducing the infinitely long fall downwards. Through its service in the state of compulsion it was intended to reach step by step higher spheres again, up to the state in which it was also meant to be of service, but of its own free will, without being forced into it by me, for only then will it be able to take the last step to reach perfection, for it will only use its own free will correctly if it is of loving service of its own accord. The path the once fallen spirits have to cover is infinitely long, but their path has been delineated by me. Although during the lost stage as a human being there is a risk of failure, but the final test of will cannot be avoided. It is to be taken in free will, and therefore it is possible that the human being will fail, but this will not stop me from implementing my plan of salvation, which applies to the return of all fallen spiritual beings. One day I will reach the goal, and I will do everything possible so that the human being as such will not take the path across earth in vain, but I will not force him, because his every action has to be voluntary, and because he must voluntarily be of loving service if his path is to gain him success, so that he, at the end of his life on earth, will be liberated from every form. Amen.